Hey there, denizens of the internet and GWA backstage. It is San Lorenzo Woman, and I am going to answer JTL's sexy questions for sexy people. 25 questions for the fuck of it. Have you ever thought of being with another woman or man? So I'm assuming in my case that's woman. Yes, and I have. So, yes. I identify as bi, but technically I guess I should identify as pan. The easiest way to put it is I don't really care what you've got going on, but, you know, I guess the old school thing, the old school joke is just anything that moves and is humanoid. Perhaps that's better. Humanoid things that move, not including apes. What part of your body do you consider most sexy? I mean, I've got a pretty good rack, but I'm gonna have to go with my brain. I think I've got a good sense of humor, and I'm pretty smart. And I would hope those are the things that generally attract people to me the most. Do you watch and fantasize? Like porn? Yeah, it does feel incomplete. Don't really watch porn. I've never been particularly into like porn videos. Because of my interest in Fuda, I definitely occasionally wander onto some graphic like manga and stuff, because that's about all that exists for that. But yeah, do I like to swallow? Sometimes, for sure. I'm not like a swallow every time. I've never spit, for whatever that's worth. It just seems like too much effort, I guess. That makes me sound really fucking lazy, but that's part of it, honestly. Like, just this, I have to go find the bathroom and I have to go spit it out and da 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 da. It's just too much. So yes, I do sometimes enjoy swallowing, but I also enjoy a good facial or tit shot. I probably prefer that, actually. What is your favorite position? Doggy style. I really, I'm a fairly empowered, dominant woman, who definitely has opinions on being used as a sex object, namely that I don't like it when I'm clothed, but when I'm naked, it's really fun. And I like that part of doggy style, and also that extra inch or two you can get. It's pretty fun. Would you consider exhibition? I mean, I have been in art exhibitions. I'm assuming it means exhibitionism. Yes, I've participated on occasion. Like, we have these really big windows. And the other day, my partner definitely had me up against him, naked, being fucked from behind. So, yes, I would consider. And have. How do you like to be taken? There's no one way. Like, sometimes I want really rough, and I want to be very submissive, and sometimes, obviously, like, a nice hard fuck is fun. But sometimes you want that kind of softness. I don't do that much, though. It's not super my bag. It usually comes afterwards. Like, if I orgasm just right, my brain gets all fuzzy and I just want to lay there. Do you prefer length firmness? Like, what do I prefer? I mean, hard dick, yes. Oh, wait, I skipped. Sorry, number 8, do you like using toys? Yeah, it's a big part of my repertoire, and I think it should be a big part of everyone's. Toys aren't always all there is to it, but toys can definitely make things more fun. I really like a magic wand. And toys definitely get the job done better than my hand. So, okay, so back to, do you prefer length firmness? That's still so confusing. I like big dicks. I like pretty much all dicks. I don't know what to tell you beyond yay penises. What kind of movies do I like? Generally comedies. I'm usually kind of anxious and stressed, and comedies just, I don't have to think. Or like movies I remember fondly. I like Bring It On, I just rewatched the other day, and 10 Things I Hate About You, and all those like teenage rom-coms from the early 2000s. Yeah. Who do you fantasize about when you are alone? Sometimes my partner, but more often than not, no one. I mean, when I record or put a scenario in my head, it's not like it's someone I know. It's not like it's a celebrity. It's, I guess, like the ideal person for that moment. So sometimes it's tall, dark, and handsome and super muscled, and sometimes it's dad bod. And do you like it when people hear you? I record for GWA, so I'm gonna say yes. I do like people listening to me. As far as when I'm having sex with a partner, it doesn't really bother me. I guess it only bothers me if it's someone that like my parents or my best friend, and it's gonna be like kind of weird. Of course, my best friend, if she heard it, she'd be like, okay, you're weird, let's go eat. So what kind of literature turns you on? I mean, I read a lot of adult fan fiction, mostly Harry Potter, and besides that, I think the only thing that really gets me going is like Outlander. She writes really good sex scenes. Have you ever tried handcuffs? Yes. Handcuffs are good sometimes, but restraints are better. They're not quite as damaging. How loud do you think someone can make you scream? I don't know how loud I am or how loud of a person I come across on here, but I'm really fucking loud. Like, I got a set of lungs on me. I'm that person that when you're out and you hear someone screaming for someone, it's usually me, and usually then my mother or my friend will turn to me and be like, seriously? But I don't give a fuck. So very loud. Have you ever tried other positions? Yes. I mean, that's part of sex. Like, yeah, all sorts of positions. That's part of the fun of sex. Have you ever dated two people at the same time? No. I was, however, once shamed for having sex with two different people within like a 36-hour period, but I was also not dating anyone at the time, and actually I broke up with somebody and then had sex with two different people within like 36 hours. I'm kind of a monogamous slut. You know. Would you be mad if you were accidentally kissed? I don't know how you get accidentally kissed. I mean, I suppose not really. Like, if it's like a New Year's Eve situation and like somebody grabs me and kisses me, like, eh, whatevs. I'm not gonna be like, ew. But if it was just like on the street, yeah, I'd be pissed off if somebody just like grabbed me and kissed me. That's not cool. I guess it just depends on the situation. What could a person do to make me aroused? Voice is definitely a big part of it. That's one of the things that drew me to my partner, was definitely their voice, brain. I guess one of my biggest things that gets me interested in somebody or turned on is like being able to verbally spar with me. It's just really fun. Like, I like debating, I like having conversations, I like giving each other shit, and All that kind of juvenile flirting that people do. I don't know, it still gets me going. Do I sleep in underwear, pajamas, or nothing at all? Nothing at all. Because I don't. It's easier not to. My secret move to turn my partner on. Slap on a strap-on. Nipple play. I guess those are pretty secret. Where's the one place a person could touch you to make you horny? There isn't really a one place. I don't have like a hot button. I have never been to a strip club. I just haven't. And I just, the sexiest clothes I've ever worn. Five-inch heels and not much else. What do you like wearing to bed? This is a repeat. Nothing. So, yeah. Yeah, nothing. That's what I wear to bed. So, there you go. 25 questions and answers. Mwah. Bye.